At a certain moment in Krishna's life, when he reached a certain point of frustration with the mission that he had taken up, it is not a personal frustration. He is not a man who can be frustrated about himself or about something that concerns himself. The frustration is about the mission not being fulfilled when he is at a certain point like this. A certain situation, a procession occurred, a procession of people came. And the issue was, what is the right thing to do? What is the dharma? When he found that people are not standing up as they should, for the dharma that he is espousing, for the dharma he is trying to establish. Then he asked, okay, what is the dharma? What dharma do you want to stand by, all of you? So a procession of people came. Many things. One man came and said, I have made enough money, I can buy my dharma. I can pay the Brahmin and buy the dharma that I want. I can pay money to God and get my ticket reserved in heaven. I have no problem. Krishna said, your dharma is a child of greed. I will let you pass. Like this many came, the deceitful man, the shameful man, the fearful man, a man full of vanity. Every kind of man passed to every one of them. Krishna just said, those particular things, he said, you are a child, your dharma is a child of fear, your dharma is a child of greed, your dharma is a child of deceit, your dharma is a child of cowardice. Like this, he went about saying, and he said, I let all of you pass. Then finally one man came, smelling like lemon leaves, sleekly oiled hair, all done up, full of pride. He came and said, there is no dharma. All that there is my body. The pleasures of my body is the only worship that I know. Everything that is me. After me, there is nothing. My physical body is everything. Seeking the pleasures of this is all, and that's my dharma, and that is no dharma, so there is no dharma. Now Krishna said, you are the child of a demon, and I won't let you pass. Never will I ever forgive you for who you are. And he turned his back on him. What this is trying to say is, if one is dedicated only to his physical nature, there is no way for him. One may have various weaknesses of fear, greed, anger, anxiety, cowardice, vanity, many, many types of weaknesses. But if he's aspiring for something more than the physical, there is a way for him. But if he has dedicated himself to the physical, there is no way for him.